Luke chapter 14, verse 15 to 24. So it's Luke chapter 14, and it's going to come up on the screen for you.
When one of those at the table with him heard this, he said to Jesus, "Blessed is the one who will eat at the feast in the kingdom of God." Jesus replied, "A certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servant to tell those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is now ready.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said, 'I have just bought a field and I must go and see it. Please excuse me.' Another said, 'I have just bought 5 yoke of oxen and I'm on my way to try them out. Please excuse me.' Still another said, 'I've just got married, so I can't come.' The servant came back and reported this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry and ordered his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind and the lame.' 'Sir,' the servant said, 'what you ordered has been done, but there is still room.' Then the master told his servant, 'Go out to the roads and country lanes and compel them to come in, so that my house will be full. I tell you, not one of those who were invited will get a taste of my banquet.'"
Wow, that was great, wasn't it? Now, we've been looking at the meals with Jesus. I don't know if you can remember any of the meals that we've seen. We've seen Jesus having meals with sinners, people that were bad and people who other people didn't like very much. We've seen that Jesus gives what we need, that his words are really important. We've seen Jesus dying for us. We've seen Jesus coming alive. I don't know if you can see on that second picture there. If we go back, that's the one. Yeah. Do you remember that one? Jesus was at Simon the Pharisee's house. And in the middle of the meal, a woman burst in. And she was crying so much, she washed Jesus' feet with her tears and dried them with her hair. And then she poured perfume on his feet. You see, she had been really selfish, living for herself. And Jesus had forgiven her. Jesus had shown love to her. And so she was so grateful. She wanted to show Jesus how much she loved him. And, well, Simon didn't think that was very good at all. He thought Jesus shouldn't be hanging out with people like her. But Jesus thought it was wonderful. So it was all a bit awkward. Now, I don't know if you've ever been in an awkward moment where it all goes very quiet and then somebody tries to say something nice that everyone agrees on, like, "Isn't the weather nice today?" Or, "I'm sure we're all looking forward to our holidays." Well, that's what happened here. Somebody at Simon's party was trying to make it a bit less awkward, said, "Well, the people who eat a meal in God's kingdom will be blessed." In other words, they're saying, "We'll all be happy in heaven." Now, heaven will be amazing. The Bible tells us a bit what heaven will be like. It's described as a feast, a meal, a party. That's why we're having a party today. It'll be like our world now, but so much more amazing because of what won't be there. The last book of the Bible tells us there'll be no crying. There'll be no sickness. There'll be no death. There'll be no pain. Would you like to be at that party? I know I would. But even better than that, it'll be amazing because of who is there. We'll see Jesus face to face. And we'll see lots of other people who've accepted his invitation. We can have a meal with Jesus. And keep having meals with Jesus forever and ever. Doesn't that sound amazing? Well, Jesus told a story to Simon and his friends to help them understand how we get to heaven. And in the story, did you hear? A man was having a big feast and he sent out lots of invitations and then he sent his servant to tell the invited people that the party was ready. Did you spot how many of the people who were invited made it to the party? None. None of them made it. Why didn't they make it? Well, the first one said they'd bought a field. Now, has anybody here bought a field in the last week? Anyone? No? No, we don't really buy fields in Cardiff in the 21st century, but in those days, that's what they would have done. I guess it's a bit like someone buying a house. Has anybody here had a new house in the last few months? Oh, yeah, okay, so that's a bit more like it. Somebody else said they'd bought some oxen. Anybody here bought some cows in the last few weeks? Anyone? No? They don't sell cows in my one stop. No, but I guess it might be a bit like buying a car or a bike. Anybody had a new one of those in the last few months? Oh, yeah. I got a new motorbike a few months ago. I got really excited about that. And then the third person, they got married. Anybody here got married in the last few months or is going to be getting married? Yeah, well, yeah, so that's still happening. Well, those are good reasons, aren't they? Oh, hello, Charlie, I'm really glad you're back because we have got a problem. We've got... Charlie, are you okay? You look a bit sad.
The people I invited to my party have come. Popular Peter has a new girlfriend, so he's with her. And Important Imogen is being interviewed by the BBC about all the important things that she's been doing. And Good Graham has to make plans for the good things he's doing this week.
Well, I suppose those are good excuses. I guess spending time with friends and being interviewed on TV, planning to do some good things.
Yes, they are, but what they're saying is that those things are better than my party. They would rather do those things than celebrate with me.
Yes, you're right, Charlie. They got distracted from the amazing party that you have for them by other things that they think are more important. They've put themselves first instead of putting you first. Do you know what, Charlie? We're a bit like them. We got distracted by searching for party rings, and we lost your invitation. The party rings seemed really important, but compared to your amazing party, they're not. We made the same mistake. We put ourselves first, wanted to eat yummy biscuits instead of wanting to be with you. Do you know what? That's a bit like Jesus' story, isn't it? The people who were invited got distracted by what seemed like important things. But they missed out on the party. That's the first point from what we learn from Jesus' story. I think it's up on the screen. So we say it all together? Many say no to the greatest party in heaven because they put themselves first. I wonder, how do you think the invited guests felt when they realized what they'd missed out on? What do you think Jesus wants us to learn from their mistakes? Go into your family groups now and have a chat. Well, Charlie, what are you going to do?
Well, I've got a fabulous party ready. Great food, amazing games, fantastic music. I'm not going to waste it. I'm going to invite some other people to my party instead. Hey, look. Look, everyone. It's Lonely Lenny. Hi, Lenny. Would you like to come to my party?
Oh, me?
Yes, you. I'm inviting you. It's going to be a great party.
Oh, I'm sure it is. It's just I don't get invited to many parties. Why would you want me there?
Because it's going to be amazing. Great food, fun games, singing, dancing. And I want to share it with lots of people so they can enjoy it too.
Well, are you sure?
Yes, of course I am, Lenny. Go get ready. And now I'm going to invite Naughty Nicola too. And Ordinary Ollie.
But hang on a minute. Naughty Nicola? Doesn't sound like she deserves to be at such an amazing party.
My party is for those who think... My party isn't for those who think they deserve it. It's for anyone who will accept my invitation.
Well, that might be good news for us. We don't deserve it. We lost your invitation, and we're really sorry. Can you forgive us?
Oh, yes, of course, Salad. Everyone can come to the party. I'll get you a new invitation. Let's go. It's party time.
Bye, Charlie. Wow, isn't Charlie kind? He's invited people to his party. Ordinary people, lonely people, people who don't deserve it. That brings us back to our story from the Bible that Jesus told. Did you see? Jesus says that the master invites the poor, the crippled, the blind, the lame, the people who wouldn't usually get invited to parties. How do you think those people felt when they walked into the biggest, best party ever? Do you think they felt like they deserved it? Have a chat about that in your family groups now. You see, Jesus wanted Simon and his friends at that party to realize that you don't get into heaven by being good or by keeping the rules. You have to accept his invitation. You have to be forgiven. He wanted them to know that they don't deserve to be in God's party. We don't get there because we've done something clever. We don't get it thinking that, well, Jesus is lucky to have us in his party. No, nobody deserves to be at God's party. At different times and in different ways, we've all put ourselves first instead of putting God first. So how do we get there? Because of Jesus. Jesus is the only one who deserves to be at that party. He always put God first. And he always put others first. And then he died to take the punishment for all the times we put ourselves first. And if we say sorry to him and ask him to forgive us, he will. And he'll bring us into his party with him. We go to the party not because we deserve it, but because he does. It's Jesus, not us, who gets us to that party in heaven. What will we think when we arrive at that party? Well, Jesus teaches us that the greatest meal, the greatest party in heaven, will be full of shocked guests who know they don't deserve it. Shall we say that together? Heaven will be full of shocked guests who know they don't deserve it. So as we finish our series of Meals with Jesus, do you want to have a meal with Jesus? Loads of meals with Jesus? At the greatest party ever that will never end? Well, you can. Ask him to forgive you and follow him as your king. And he will make sure that you are at his party. And you can do that today. And maybe you've already done that. Well, if you have, keep looking forward to that great meal with Jesus.